There are still a lot of unknowns about how the sale of the Anchorage Daily News to Alaska Dispatch will play out. But former Anchorage Daily News writer and managing editor Howard Weaver is thinking a lot about that question. Weaver wrote the book Write Hard, Die Free, about the Anchorage newspaper wars in the 1970s and 80s. Weaver says he was saddened to learn about the sale of the Daily News.
There can't be many people who feel the issue more deeply than I do. I spent an awful long time in Anchorage and at the Daily News and at McClatchy, and I was intimately involved with that process for a long time. And I fairly recently written a book about it. And so I was very immersed in the history and my memories of it and what we had accomplished and not accomplished and what had gone on in Alaska. So it's a very personal feeling for me in that respect. On the other hand, I've been around the block a couple of times now. This is not my first rodeo, and I've seen things happen, and I've learned to try and take a somewhat longer view whenever I can and base it on what's likely to happen, what the conditions are. And in that sense, we're really still at the threshold of what this means to Alaska. What it feels like, it's pretty easy for me to describe that.
Do you stay in touch with McClatchy people to know, have any insight into why they decided to sell?
I do not. Nobody talked to me about this. I didn't hear about it until it was a done deal. This is a very interesting situation in Anchorage, where the Daily News, as a standalone newspaper, to the best of my knowledge, is a profitable newspaper. The Daily News makes money. I would be very surprised if the Alaska Dispatch makes any money. And so that's a funny twist on this, isn't it? You know, the little feisty startup is emerging as the minnow that swallowed the whale. You know, I'm sure that a lot of people will read right over the part of the press release that said, where McClatchy said, we think this will be better in the long run for the local community of Alaska. We know a bit about Alice Rogoff and the Alaska Dispatch, and I'm encouraged by what I know. You know, how those things will come together, what the meeting will be, what the result will be is an open question, but I think an intriguing one. And so, putting aside to whatever degree I can, personal feelings about the situation and my personal interest in how my friends do and how good journalism does, the bigger picture of how these two things are able to come together is going to be pretty remarkable and pretty interesting.
Do you see this? I know that it's early to kind of figure this out, but at first glance, do you see this as a positive thing for journalism in the state, or are you concerned about what it may mean?
It is too soon to say, to answer that question definitively. I guess I would advise people to try and see the whole thing in a certain sense of perspective. You know, we can certainly hope that things will get better, and I will personally do anything I can to help with that process.
Howard Weaver is a former managing editor at the Anchorage Daily News and the author of Write Hard, Die Free.